About a minute left until we are about to be underway with the second half. The Vikings out in front 26-8 in this football game on the road against the Sutherland Bulldogs this evening. And it's been a clean game. You know, both sides have had flags thrown against them. Those things are going to happen. But it hasn't been anything egregious or out of order so far. And the Vikings looking to keep the pedal to the metal. Said it before, Coach Sam Johnson always wears a hat, Vikings football hat, that says all gas, no brakes. Yep. And that's just his mindset, is we're going to keep this thing floored until that last whistle. So the Vikings now on to kick off. Both teams ready with about 30 seconds left on the clock, which we've seen this before. It can just get a little bit weird. Both teams are just sitting there for 30 seconds staring at each other, but better be prepared than unprepared.
Yeah, like you said, clean game, limited flags. I think besides a few of the touchdown calls that were too close for us to call from way up here.
Yeah.
I think the officiating's been good, too. I mean, it's just a clean, hard-nosed football game.
Yeah, and compare it to other weeks with the officiating crews, I'd say 100% it's been a well-conducted and well-oiled machine with the crew so far this evening. So big shout-out to them. There is a shortage of refs in the state of Oregon. So if you are bored on a Friday night, good job. As Will Johnson boots this one, kind of a squib kick caught on the fly, and just going down to a knee is that return man. He's going to get it at about the 37-yard line on that return for the Bulldogs, or just kind of a fair catch was number 15.
Colin Danger.
Colin Danger. Thank you very much, Mike. And the Bulldogs have taken over on offense now. Ball spotted on the 37-yard line. And like you said, Mike, this is kind of a statement drive here for the offense of the Bulldogs. It's going to be Gage under center. He sends a receiver motion to the near side. He's going to hand it. It's going to be Tucker Mack. No, it's not. It's going to be Cardoza up the middle. Pickup of two. And once again, I don't know if I'd be running to the right side of this defensive line of the Vikings. They haven't been able to get much going there offensively so far.
Yeah, you can tell, too, they kind of like hugging this near side when they're on the near hash.
Yep, that short side of the field is definitely where they favor. And speaking of being cold, I'm in a jacket, jeans, and the whole get-up, and Coach Sam Johnson's down there in his beloved short shorts. And a wing T formation for the Bulldogs, sends a receiver in motion to the near side, pitches it out to him along the near side, short field again, and brought down out of bounds. And that's going to be about a gain of 2, maybe 3 yards there. Good hit by the Vikings. Carried him out of bounds just a little bit and went down to the ground, but a good job just kind of understanding that they were already in the motion of that tackle prior to going out of bounds through that repping group.
Yeah, once again, a swing pitch play to the near side. I mean, that on paper, that's a play that you want to swing to the outside and try and get your player to beat the other defense on with speed, but I mean, they just keep calling it.
I didn't even realize that most every play in the first half was ran to the Viking sideline. Now they're going to be running towards our side as Gage looks to throw, and that ball's overthrown and through the hands of Rowdy Thrall. Rowdy Thrall had a sure interception as he looked like the intended receiver there.
Yeah,
and
we got another late flag here. I don't,
just falls incomplete. We'll see what the flag was. It may not have mattered either way. And the Vikings huddling around Thrall just to let him know, hey, you were in a great position there. You did everything right. Sometimes you can do everything right and the ball not fall your way.
And a huge saving grace for the Bulldogs right now.
And still waiting for a signal. We got a defensive holding there. Funny enough, there was no DB right in coverage there against the receiver. That ball was just thrown 3 or 4 yards over his head. So either way, first down for the Bulldogs now. First and 10, ball spotted in Vikings territory on the 49-yard line. It's going to be turned hanging. It's going to be Cardoza out the middle, making his way out of tackles. And Dylan Gray now catches him and drives him backward. Good run there by Cardoza, just kind of staying elusive and not going down.
Yeah, he hit the hole correctly. I mean, the defensive line for baseball, I mean, they did a good job collapsing it. He just made a good move to our side of the field. Looked like he went down, but then he kept running. So.
And they're going to give him a 7-yard gain, so it's going to be 2nd and 3 for the Bulldogs. Ball now spotted on the 42-yard line, 10 minutes and 38 seconds left in this third quarter. Vikings out in front, 26-8. And it's going to be under center for Gage. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Tucker Mack up the middle, shakes out of a tackle, and drives with a few Vikings there. Combining on that tackle is going to be Leighton Weeble, Will Johnson, and Bryce Franzoni. And that's what Coach Sam Johnson said the Vikings are going to need, is just rallying to that football. Yeah. Either way, that's going to be a first down for the Bulldogs.
And against a running back like this, running as hard as he is, I think all night it's going to take a couple, maybe three guys to bring him down.
Yep. Tucker Mack's been hard-nosed in the way he carries that football. Gage is going to be under center, and he's going to turn, pitch it to the outside of Cardoza, the faster of the two backs. He gets the edge, breaks out of a tackle. A huge block comes in, a flag thrown on a blindside block as Cardoza gets down to about the five-yard line.
Yeah, unfortunately, a huge play for Sutherland, but this one's going to come back.
And more unfortunately, a Viking who was on the receiving end of that blindside block is slow to get up. And he's on the far side. Looks like he's a couple flags on the field. We're going to go ahead, though, take a quick 30-second break and be back here after this on Coast Radio Sports. And Leighton Weebolt now up off his back. Comes off kind of under his own will there. Just took a huge shot with a blindside block, but there was another flag thrown kind of the near side of the field, and the Vikings were called on something as well. So those flags offset each other. And instead of the ball now being on the five-yard line, the Bulldogs are back at the 38-yard line. It's going to be turn-handed. That's going to be Philippi, I believe, on the end-around, brought down by Jacob Mann and Owen Burt. And that was Cardoza on the carry.
And back to that last huge play by Sutherland, that was that pitch, design pitch, but it was to the far side.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave his player a chance to turn the wheels on, and it worked. And
yeah.
Now they're back calling it to the short side again. So they got to keep an eye out on that wide side of the field and see if they try and do it again here.
I know some coaches prefer those end-arounds to the near side of the field, kind of that short side. I like it to the edge if you have the speed to do it, try to get that edge. And Gage is going to be out of the gun. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Tucker Mack up the middle. And first contact was made by Jacob Mann and Colin Barnett. And Jackson Chang there to finish him off, along with one more Viking who I'd love to give credit to. But who you want to see? You want to see too many Vikings in on a tackle to call out everybody who's there.
Yeah, and I don't know if you named it, but it was Will Johnson who came in.
And not a huge surprise there. It
yeah.
was just kind of a blur, to be honest. And that's how Will plays defense, is just fast and hard.
I was going to say, I'd hate to be hit by him all night.
So third and eight now, 8 minutes and 44 seconds left in this third quarter. Vikings almost jump off sides on the D-line, do a good job of restraining themselves. Falls on the ground, hits the running back. Home base. It's going to be Jacob Mann. He scoops and scores. 40, 30, 20. He's trying to keep his stamina up as he runs into the end zone and does a front flip. As a big man, he takes advantage of the touchdown and dives into the end zone with a front flip with a 60-yard scoop and score. Not a great pitch from the quarterback, Gage, to Cardoza. And the ball took a weird bounce, hit Cardoza in the face. And Jacob Mann turns on the Jets for a 60-yard scoop and score for the Vikings. Another defensive touchdown for this Vikings defense.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time. I mean, Jacob Mann was in there on almost every play, and, I mean, he took full advantage of that one. It was just, like you said, kind of a shaky pitch. It was kind of behind the running back's hands and just a hard one to bring through, and Jacob Mann was able to capitalize on it.
And that was Mann's second fumble recovery so far in this game. 8 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter. Mann had a fumble recovery on a bad snap on a fake punt, and then just took that scoop and score 60 yards to the house. And the refs are really talking this thing over. That was a pretty egregious celebration.
I think they're going to call the front flip for sure. I think there was a couple flags out, though. I don't know what the previous one was.
I might have just been another ref throwing it from a different position on the football field, as there was not a whole lot of blocking needed, as Jacob Mann was well beyond any Bulldog there. So extensive conversation out of the Zebras here, and I don't hate when they do that, just because they're really talking things over and making sure that they're comfortable and confident in the call that they're making. And obviously, yes, that is an excessive celebration on Jacob Mann there.
Here's the call.
And block in the back by the Bulldogs. And unsportsmanlike conduct for the Vikings, which comes at no shock or no surprise. And the Vikings, either way, jump out in front 32-8 on the 60-yard scoop and score out of Jacob Mann.
And like you said, a 60-yard fumble, take it to the house. Incredibly hard to not do that as a defensive player.
I have to agree with you. As a defensive lineman at that, he had one rushing touchdown last year, and they called it the diesel package. They came, brought him off the field, put him in a different uniform for a play, put him in at running back, and just let him power his way into the end zone. And so now the Vikings coming out. Touchdown stands as that came after the score. And ball is going to be spotted on, can't really see it here. Refs still huddled around talking. And it looks like it's going to be spotted around the 16-yard line. Not really anybody moving too fast right now. Vikings going to be lining up to go for two from the 16. Blake is going to be under center. Dylan Gray's in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. And we got a stoppage now. So after all that conversation, we got a timeout called here by the Vikings. So we're going to go ahead and do the same thing here on Coach Radio Sports. Vikings out in front 32-8. 8 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter. Welcome back to Sutherland High School. Vikings are going to be lining up for a PAT now. And it's good snap, good hold. Will Johnson kicks it. And that ball is through the upright. Beautiful kick out of Johnson. Kind of a low line drive. Always scary with those. Have a little bit more of a chance of being blocked. But either way, powers it through the upright. Vikings jump out in front 33-8 after the scoop and score from Jacob Mann. And I mean, player of the game, you got to give one. I'm going to have to give it to Jacob Mann so far through this football game.
I mean, yeah, we've said his name the most. It's a clear and true winner so far, for sure.
And defense wins championships is the long and old saying for pretty much every sport. And Jacob Mann's been just that shining light on the Vikings defensive front. And I mean, he's not the only one making his presence felt, though. It's pretty much been every Viking on tackles or interceptions or fumbles or you name it. So firing on all cylinders for all 11 Vikings on the field. And they come back on. The Bulldogs already ready to go. They've been for about 10 seconds or so. Vikings talking things over. Now come onto the field as Will Johnson tees that ball up on the 40-yard line. And in a huddle here, Vikings out front right now, 33-8. Just over 8 minutes left in the third quarter as Will Johnson walks his steps off. And, if you're this Bulldogs offense, you start moving forward and all of a sudden you cough it up, and it's been the third turnover so far as Will Johnson boots this one. It's kind of got a fall in no man's land there, but it skips out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And it's going to be good field position for the Bulldogs to begin this drive.
Yeah, like you're saying, it's a really tough spot to be. I mean, feel like you're marching, you're starting something, and then all of a sudden something like that happens. And a turnover is one thing, but, I mean, a fumble recovery for a touchdown is a huge gut punch because, I mean, in the matter of seconds, you're down another score and another possession. So,
yep.
And I said it going into this half, I thought that drive was kind of a must score to get some morale going here for the Sutherland team. But, I mean, like we keep saying, Sayufa's just playing a lot better football, or tougher football, I should say, because Sutherland's not playing bad football by any means.
And ball spotted on the 35-yard line after that ball scooped out of bounds. Bulldogs back on offense here. It's going to be turn. It's going to be the edge around to Philippi. He tries getting the edge, and they tried it to the short side of the field. And that's going to be Coleman Weedman on the tackle combined with Jacob Mann there. And a good job by Weedman just working him to that sideline and not allowing him to get the edge.
Yeah, and at some point I think they're going to have to figure out how to get to this wide side of the field and try and use some speed to their advantage. They have some fast guys out there. And Sayusla's figuring out this short side of the field pretty quick.
Agreed. And it's going to be under center again for Gage, the freshman quarterback, as he checks his play wristband and gets under center now. Sends motion to the near side, hands it up the middle. That's Tucker Mack, and he makes a couple of Vikings miss. And the second Viking I said he was making miss was Will Johnson. And at first glance, you would have thought Tucker Mack was going to keep churning his legs downfield, and Will Johnson just fights tooth and nail to bring him down there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'd hate to be hit by this kid all night long.
And he won't just hit you on defense. He'll turn his head and turn his route he's running on offense just to run you over as well. As they snap it, turn it, it's going to be handed up the middle. And Tucker Mack in a shoestring tackle. Great job there for the Vikings, number 52, Noah Gonzalez. And one interception so far for Gonzalez, and just a really good job of breaking through, and could have easily given up as Mack was well beyond him and just kind of fell to the ground and threw out a hand and tripped him up.
Yep.
As Mack was already beyond his reach, it seemed.
That second effort is huge in tackles.
And second and nine now, 6 minutes and 58 seconds left in the third quarter. Snap, kind of a misdirection here, reverse, and the Vikings bite on it. And instead of cutting it to the outside, Cardoza cuts it upfield. He had about 20 yards to the far sideline. And it's not a bad thing to see your ball carrier running north and south, but sometimes you're telling yourself, just try to get that edge, because it seemed like you would have had a much bigger gain there.
I'd argue if it weren't for number five and on Sayusaw, Will Johnson, that was a huge play, if not a touchdown.
Agreed. And now third and two for the Bulldogs. 6 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Motion goes to the far side. Gage out of the gun, hands it to him, and they're really trying to take advantage of that outside run. And oh, my goodness. Will Johnson just comes up and says, how you doing? And takes them out at the line of scrimmage. It looks like he had that first down written all over that ball carry for number five for the Bulldogs. And Johnson just comes out of nowhere to stick him at the line of scrimmage.
I mean, how long is the tackle compilation for Will Johnson at the end of this year? I mean, it's almost every play he's making a big stuff.
I just got hit in the head with a football from the kids playing next to us. Threw me off a little bit. And fourth and one now for the Bulldogs as the offense looking to go for it. And they're going to hand it up the middle and brought down. Jackson Chang for the Vikings comes through in a blink of an eye as he racks Mack up, Tucker Mack up, and then a couple more Vikings come to finish him off. And I believe that was also Noah Gonzalez again.
Just absolutely zero answer for this relentless Sayusaw defense right now.
So that is going to be no good on the fourth down attempt for the Bulldogs. And, oh, man, that's just... We said it a couple times, but a punch to the gut offensively.
I mean, and I think I'd say that drive was the first time we've seen Sutherland call almost four completely different plays, and just nothing worked.
And we got a timeout here, so we'll go ahead and do the same real quick here on Coast Radio Sports. Stay with us. Vikings take over on offense, 33-8 out in front. Vikings defense comes out on top once again over the Bulldogs offense as they force their fifth total turnover, two of those being on downs, and then two fumbles and an interception for the Vikings defense so far this evening, as they've limited this Bulldogs offense to a total of 8 points. 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Vikings break the huddle, come out in a bunch formation to the near side. Dylan Gray in the backfield lined up alongside quarterback Jericho Lake. Lake gets the ball, snaps, fakes, hands the ball up the middle to Will Johnson. Will Johnson's got ahead of steam. He's got the edge. He's got one man to beat in a foot race to the 10. To the goal line and reaches out for a touchdown. Vikings scoring on their first play offensively once again. That's three straight touchdowns offensively that come on the first play of the possession.
After a defensive takeaway.
After a defensive takeaway.
Or a turnover on downs. I mean, it comes obvious, but it's incredibly hard to win football games with five turnovers and then not being able to stop on the first play.
Vikings jump out in front 39-8. That took just seconds off the clock, 5 minutes and 21 seconds left in the third quarter. And I love that play call so much. It looks like a pitch to the right side to Dylan Gray. Gets the entire defensive line and linebackers sliding that direction. And then Will Johnson kind of comes around in the opposite direction and just takes it up the middle. And that time he was able to break one free for a touchdown. And the Vikings going for two now. Lined up in that veer formation. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Dylan Gray up the middle following blocks. And is able to, oh my goodness, they're going to call him short. Great job, great push up front by the Bulldogs defensive line as Gray was about 6 inches short of that goal line. So the Vikings are now out in front 39-8, 5 minutes and 21 seconds. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Stay with us here on Coast Radio Sports. 5 minutes and 21 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's been an all Vikings so far this evening as they have just come to Southern Oregon and just shown why they are one of the top-ranked teams in the state despite two losses on their schedule. 39-8 is the score as the Vikings work their way gingerly back onto the football field. Will Johnson tees the ball up once again on the 40-yard line. And like you said earlier, at what other level do you see one of your best playmakers on the field scoring multiple touchdowns in a game and then coming back on to kick 35-yard PATs and kickoff? And yeah. I've called him it multiple times throughout his high school career over the last 3 years that Will Johnson is a Swiss Army knife. He's got a corkscrew when you need the corkscrew. He's got a nail file when you need that. He's got a, you name it, Phillips head screwdriver.
He's got a sledgehammer in his hips, too.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And puts up his right hand towards the sky and approaches the ball and boots this one. Same kick as last time, just over the top of, and it's going to be caught on the bounce. Good blocking out in front of the ball carrier for the Bulldogs, and that was Cardoza, who had blocking out in front of him, but the Vikings just collapsing on him and stopping him in his tracks after a short six-yard return, we'll call it.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the whole game played so far, the Sutherland's defense has been the most stout on a two-point conversion. I think Sayers lost 1 for 4 in their attempts.
Yeah.
I mean, and their big stops, too. You just wish that they could carry that over to the middle of the field.
And the Bulldogs once again on the field offensively. Gage comes out under center, sends motion to the near side, turns. We've got a blown flags being thrown and whistles being blown as they're going to go ahead and move this thing back 5 yards for a false start. I believe it's on the receiver on the far side. Easy call if you're that far judge, as the player closest to you is the one with the infraction. So now, 1st and 15, ball spotted on the 24-yard line. Mike, we got to stop meeting up before these games because I'm using my vocal cords prior to even being on the radio.
Yep. Yeah, lately we see each other once a week, and it's just nonstop.
I'm loving it, that's for sure.
Yep.
Seeing you and Caleb. And the ball spotted on the 24-yard line. Motion goes to the far side, wraps back around the quarterback. Tucker Mack takes the handoff off the right side and is wrapped up around the ankles by, you guessed it, Jackson Chang, the linebacker for the Vikings. Gosh, he is just a sure tackler.
Yeah, wrapped that one leg up and just kept driving him backwards. I mean, even with a running back like this and Mack, who just keeps his legs going, he can only have one leg to keep turning if Jackson Chang has a hold of the other one. So,
and it's not just this week where Jackson Chang is doing it. Last week against the stout ball carrier Douglas did the same. And they're going to turn. They're going to look to throw it now. And it's good pressure in the front of Gage as he steps up, makes the man miss, and just hits his receiver along the far sideline, and he is gone. Rowdy Thrall. Oh, my goodness. Rowdy Thrall with an incredible effort as he catches up to him. The sophomore showing off the wheels. Sorry, I just got lost in my train of thought there mid-call. I was just astonished that Rowdy was able to catch up to him. So instead of a sure touchdown, the Vikings making a big effort play there to not just allow the Bulldogs to walk in for an easy score.
And this is a huge play for Sutherland right now. The touchdown was stopped, and they got to do something about it for some morale.
So now the 16-yard line has the ball spotted on it, and it's going to be an end-around. And Jacob Mann, oh, my goodness. Just slings that end around sweep down to the ground, and it's going to be a loss of 2. So all of a sudden, you've got a huge play for your offense. If you're the Bulldogs, you're looking at the 16-yard line, and you're thinking, all right, we got something going here. Let's just keep it rolling. And then Jacob Mann just comes out of nowhere to stop you for, well, now it's going to be marked a 3-yard loss. So 2nd and 13 for the Bulldogs. 3 minutes and 53 seconds left in the third quarter. Gates going to be under center, sends motion to the near side. He's going to turn, fake the handoff, and throws it to the flat to the left side. And that ball is just out of the reach of his intended receiver. That was Philippi.
Yeah, like I said, you get a huge breakoff play like that. It's absolutely huge, especially being down this much to capitalize on it. But this the Sayula's defense is like begging for a chance. Like, okay, don't score this ball. Let us stop you in the red zone.
Man, Rowdy Thrall. I mean, he could have easily just kind of pulled up his stride there and allowed the Bulldogs to score for six there. And now all of a sudden, Bulldogs are looking at 3rd and 13. Motion goes to the far side. Gage is under center trying to get the cold count going. Vikings holding strong. And he's looking to pass to the far side. He's got a receiver in the flat. And that's going to be Tom Morgan wrapping up right as he receives that football. It's going to be a gain of about 4, they'll call it. So now all of a sudden, you're first and 10 from the 16-yard line, and now you have a 4th and 9.
Yeah.
So that second effort for Audi has been pivotal.
Yeah. I mean, you got 4 downs, and you've gained 1 yard.
3 minutes and 15 seconds left now in the first quarter, and not a whole lot of speed breaking this huddle for the Bulldogs. They're 4th and 9 now. Wouldn't be surprised if they try the cold count here, and they don't. Going to be out of the gun for Gage, rolling to his left, throws to his left. He's got a receiver over the top, and that is incomplete. That ball is dropped. Home crowd doesn't see it come out. Everybody's still celebrating. That ball just slipped right through the fingers. That ball was thrown perfectly.
Yeah, that was a beautiful throw. Receiver just not able to come down with it.
And a lot of unhappy, faithful fans here, but that ball clearly slipped through the hands of number 2, Gage McMahon. Hit him right in the numbers and stride in that corner of the end zone and just unable to come down with it. So that,
you're a receiver, too. I mean, that's a throw you beg for. Sideline catch right there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
In the end zone. Come on now.
Toe tapper.
No.
And now the Vikings, Rowdy Thrall, huge play as they take over on offense again, and people aren't happy with the rest, but the correct call.
Yeah,
bunch formation to the near side. Correction. It's going to be 2 tight ends in tight. Tom Morgan put out wide to the near side. Jericho Lake under center. He's going to turn, hand it, and the ball carrier on that keeps his legs churning. We've got a flag thrown. Kind of we've heard some people calling for a holding, maybe a face mask, in my opinion, but Will Johnson was the ball carrier there. When you hold up a ball carrier and everybody's trying to tackle him high, it's really easy for a hand to grab that face mask, whether that's the call or not. And I don't know, no call yet.
And after the turnover on down,
and a face mask against the Vikings. So that's going to march him backwards now.
Yeah.
What were you saying there, Mike? Sorry.
After the turnover on downs, you know, we've seen 3, maybe 4 of the takeaways, and then Fayusaw scoring on the first play. At least they didn't do that again.
At least they didn't do that if you're the Bulldogs.
If you're the Bulldogs. I'm speaking from.
And so now, 2nd and 7. That's that ball didn't come back all too far. So 2nd and 7 for the Vikings. Chains are showing first, and Lake's out of the shotgun formation. 3 receivers in trips formation to the near side. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be up the middle for Dylan Gray. Dylan Gray following his lead block in Owen Burt, it looks like, and is able to get almost enough for a first down. So that's going to bring up
third down,
as the chains have the electronic chains here. It's a nice bright red 2 on them, but it should be showing 3. So 3rd and 1. Ball spotted on the 24-yard line in Vikings territory. 2 minutes and 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Vikings out in front 39-8. And this place is getting quiet.
Yeah, it is.
And the Vikings break the huddle. It's going to be Lake under center. 2 backs in the backfield in Chang and Johnson. And he's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Johnson up the middle. And Johnson gets enough for a first down. And the offensive line driving him forward for some extra yards. And first down, moving the chains here. Good push up front for the Vikings offensive line.
Yeah, it's great, gritty football. I mean, Faisal's going to try and melt this clock down now with this big a lead. So we're going to see a lot of running the football now. It's going to be a matter of this is where, you know, the trenches really come into play. You're going to wear down that defensive line, or the opposite's going to happen. But
yeah, the trenches as well as the stamina up front. And the Vikings, we know, very stout in that category with the stamina.
Yeah, a lot of football is won in the fourth quarter.
And the Vikings break the huddle. It's going to be Lake under center again. Two backs in the backfield with him. And two tight ends in tight. And the Vikings, I believe, false start there. So they tried the cold count. One of the Vikings on the offensive line along the left side jumps offside, or sorry, false start. So instead of getting 5 free yards, the Bulldogs are now pushing the Vikings back 5 yards. It's going to bring up a 1st and 15, a minute and 27 seconds left in this third quarter. And there's been maybe 2 or 3 plays since the Vikings got the ball back a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, no hurry with this clock running. Like I said, they really want to melt this down as much as they can.
And now we've got it's blown dead. I think this is for the referees to talk something over. We'll keep it here because we don't know how long this conversation is going to be had. But I think you're completely right. Vikings in no hurry whatsoever offensively right now. And honestly, neither are the Bulldogs when they have the ball.
Yeah, and we saw that with the Lancers, too. I mean, they were down so much, and there just didn't seem to be an urgency to get to the ball and score, and that's definitely what they need to do.
And so they now are resuming play. Trips formation in the near side. Lake's going to be out of the shotgun formation, claps for the ball. He's going to be handing it up the middle. That's going to be Dylan Gray, again, waiting patiently for Owen Burt out in front of him to get his block. Stays in bounds, though, so the clock is going to continue to tick here, 53 seconds in the third quarter. Second and about 13 now for the Vikings offense out in front, 39-8, 45 seconds now. And Lake on the far sideline having a casual conversation with Coach Sam Johnson, gets the play call, jogs it back into the huddle. And boy, just poise Lake has had in his 4 starts so far this season.
Seriously, yeah. I mean, I keep saying how impressive he's been week in and week out, and he's showing it again tonight.
And he's going to be out of the shotgun formation, trips to the near side, one back in the backfield with him, one receiver out far to the far side. And they're going to go ahead and blow this thing dead. I think we may have gotten, what are we calling here? Not entirely sure quite yet. It's going to be going against the Vikings.
There's a signal I don't think I've seen.
And it was not a very easy one to read from where we're at, so believe it was against the Vikings nonetheless. And holy cow, this last 3 minutes has just been penalties and one play, and penalties and one play. And so 13 seconds now in the third quarter.
Yeah, and these penalties aren't loss of down penalties either. So it's lagging a little bit here at the field.
And they go ahead and resume the clock, or tell the crew to resume the clock, and the clock operators don't get to sign. Now they do. So that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Vikings out in front, 39-8. It's been all Vikings so far this evening. Stay with us as we'll be back here for the fourth quarter on Coast Radio Sport. Vikings come back out on offense now. 4th and 2 here. Lake's going to be under center. Two backs in the backfield with him. And snaps the ball. He's going to pitch it around to the far side. It's going to be Will Johnson getting the edge and knocked out of bounds at the 6. They're going to mark him about 2 inches beyond the line to gain. So that's going to be a fresh set of downs for the Vikings. He was knocked out of bounds, so the clock once again stopped. 11 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in this one. And a good job of Will knowing where that line to gain is and just fighting with everything you got to get beyond it.
Yeah. So now that, like I said, they're back in the driver's seat. That was the goal.
And they do just that. You are correct. 38-yard line. The ball is spotted on 1st and 10 for the Vikings. Lake's going to be under center once again. Two backs in the backfield in Gray and Johnson. Tom Morgan put out wide to the near side. And it's going to be Caleb Gray and Bryce Franzoni, the two tight ends, put in tight. And he's going to turn, hand it. It's going to be Will Johnson up the middle. And good push up front. Kind of loses his footing there, maybe tripped up a little bit by the linebacker and defensive lineman of the Bulldogs, but it's going to be enough for about a 4-yard gain on 1st and 10.
Yeah, they call it 4-yard gain, and you know, another 4-yard gain. There's 2-minute drill, there's 4-minute drill, but right now Sayuslaw's wanting to run the 11-minute drill.
Yeah,
really melt this clock down and get out of here.
And obviously the quickest way to melt it would be to go up 2 scores here and just let the running clock finish us off, but That's now obviously not the goal here, is you're just trying to kind of take chunk by chunk out of this field slowly and methodically as the Vikings get on the ball again. It's going to be Lake under center once again. Two backs in the backfield. He's going to turn, hand it. No, he's going to keep it himself around the edge, and he's got a head of steam and goes out of bounds after a huge gain, and a flag comes in late as Lake was 2 or 3 yards out of bounds, and it wasn't anything crazy, but was kind of just spun down, and you know you're well out of bounds before you do that.
Yeah, I get the call. He's pretty far out of bounds there.
So they're going to give him about a gain of just about 25 on that.
Should be another 15 onto it, right?
Oh, yeah, it should be. And it doesn't matter how hard you do it, as long as you're swinging someone around and spinning them in the motion of looking like you're tackling them and you're 3 yards out of bounds, that's going to get called every time.
Yep.
So the Vikings just staying poised, and we don't see Lake pull the football a ton, but when he has done it, I just don't think anybody's really expecting it because he had just green grass in front of him.
Yeah.
So the official call by the white hat, personal foul on the Bulldogs. So it is, in fact, 15 yards tacked onto that. So a net gain of 40 yards there after the 15 yards are given. And
yeah, Sutherland fans not happy. I get it. It wasn't the hardest hit out of bounds. But regardless, he's 3-4 yards out of bounds.
And you're still trying to protect the players.
Yeah.
You know, that is your first and foremost priority if you're a referee, is just protecting the players on both sides of the football.
Right.
And 3 yards out of bounds, there's just no need to do that. Like you said, nothing crazy, but safety is paramount in these Friday night football games for these young kids.
Right.
And don't hate that call. Obviously, if it was on you, it's probably easier to argue.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be first and goal here as the chain gang lays down their chains. Ball's going to be spotted on the 10-yard line. And the Vikings.